He said, actually, the unique code, the teaching is so profound. And because of that, he developed a lot of understanding at that time. It just about a week or a few weeks before retreat, I think. So what happened was, he said, now he hear all this, he can understand so much clearer than last time. And everything is so beautiful. Then after that, I explained to him all this because Jiwei yesterday night asked me, is all this Maya teaching really taught by Sakyamuni? Then he taught the Theravada tradition. They try to like prove that theirs is the correct one because they're very scared. If Mahayana true, greater vehicle, higher teaching, so much thing they don't understand. They cannot, like if your religion is believing God and people say God don't exist, finish, understand not? So what happened is when Song came, I make use of the opportunity to let Song understand how the cultivation of this pure awareness. Because he reached the point where he can understand this already. Where he asked me a lot of things happening here. I say, relax into it. Where he keep on experiencing all the energy and all things, then the thing opening up and all things. Then the understanding and many other things happen. So this one, you need to relax into it one. You need to finally locate the gateway and let the thing happen. Then, because Jiwei was at the side listening, I make use of the opportunity to explain to him. Well, last night I tried to explain to him the Theravada tradition cultivation. Don't go and quote me, please. Otherwise, the Theravada come after you. Because you remember Xuan Hua used the word profound prajna, is what? Huh? Wisdom of the Bodhisattva way, understand? Profound prajna, Mahayana, the Sammasambuddha. The Theravada one is what? Sainthood way. He used the word superficial, no? Prajna. I tell you, Theravada hear that Shobu song. They always defend it how, no? Buddha also arahant. Your chant is arahant Sammasambuddha. But they never want to recognize the fact that the Buddha did the 10 perfection. Understand? Over 3¾ aeon. That one they don't want to mention. They say Buddha also arahan. Arahan no more river. Finish. All those things you don't know true or not. But if it's not true, then how did the Buddha go that way? Why did he teach the 10 perfection but not in detail? Because his era, his mission that time was the sainthood way, so that all this can be developed. Then only later on, towards the later part of the teaching, the Mahayana received the Huayan Singh. So, no, 那个三部, Fa Hua Sanbu Jing. Then Fa Hua Sanbu Jing, Sakyamuni starts to teach all the explanation why. Ultimately, there is only one vehicle, the supreme vehicle. Understand? The sainthood way orders are devices that he calls skillful means, expedient devices. Understand? To actually bring you to all this understanding. Whereas Huineng, the sixth patriarch, the moment he came, what did he teach? The three homa. What is the first homa?
No thought.
No thought. Wu nian, jing jian. Means he straight away take you here, that's not. He don't ask you to use the mundane mind to cultivate and practice. This one, the Buddha has to use the essential Dhamma to start. Well, at that time, people still at the thought level. So he teach for right effort. Right effort is what? First right effort is what? Abandon the right thought that has a razor.
Abandon wrong thought.
Ah, yeah, sorry. The wrong thought that has arisen. So, unwholesome, wrong thought with the evil root, right effort to abandon. So it's thought-based, understand? That's why effort, understand? Determine the five ways. First, think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. Then think of the consequence of holding on to these evil roots, the wrong thought. Then the third one only meditating. That one only he start to teach you, sati. Relax, maintain awareness. Be mindful of it, like the satipatthana, mindfulness of four foundations. You stay in the four foundations, develop the daily mindfulness until sati sampajana. Then only you can do the satipatthana sutta, the avijja sutta we have gone through. Step one is have kayamitas. Kayamitasya, dhamma friend. Then you got opportunity time to listen to the true dhamma. Second stage of avijja sutta. Third stage, you develop the faith in the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Then after that, you reflect, contemplate, first turning, second turning wisdom, initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara. Remember? Step four of avijja sutta. Then after that, space between thought arise. Because once you have the initial wisdom, at the moment of sense experience, this yoniso manasikara, which is wisdom born of the Dhamma understanding, will prompt you. Then you will not stir like before. Means at every moment of sense experience, instead of entanglement here and concocting inside here, you already have the wisdom to be here. That's why you got more space within thought. Then only you can cultivate daily mindfulness. Understand now? Before the initial wisdom, step five, sati sampajana cannot come about. Where every moment of sense experience you stir, and now this sixth sense door keep on creating the phenomenal world of consciousness. Understand? Then how can it touch this? That's why later on I explained the song. The sainthood way, what Satyamuni teach is, he teach them to have mindfulness to see this. That's why sati, leading to heedfulness. The heedless eye see dead. So here they train, they actually don't have stable awareness, understand? They develop sati, mindfulness, following the satipatthana sutta, enough to see, to understand. Then they see the universal characteristic of anicang, tukang, anatta. So they develop that initial wisdom, then they know that this is the product from here. Then they silent, they return everything to this one. But this one still the mundane mind, understand now? They need to develop the wisdom. Then what did I tell you? This mundane mind realizes itself, understand now? But through the wisdom you develop, the yoniso manasikara, then the sati sampajana, the daily mindfulness and becoming, it realizes itself as sees, understand not? When it sees, it just touches this one, then have a glimpse of Nibbana, understand? That's why the sainthood way. Step 6, step 7. Sense restraint, 3 type of right conduct, understand not? Then the Buddha say, 1 or 2 of the first and second sainthood can be realized. Then only you can have the ability to go beyond what they call covetousness and grief. That's why under step 8, cultivate the Satipatthana Sutta, the four foundations of mindfulness. Last time when I shared, I told Ingbidia, all these Theravada people never read why the Buddha say after overcoming covetousness and grief, then only you do Kaya Nupassana, Vedana Nupassana, Chitta Nupassana, and Dhamma Nupassana. What is covetousness and grief? Sensual desire and ill will, understand or not? The Sotapan haven't even clear. He only clear the first 3 fetters, understand or not? Sakaya Ditti, then no longer attached to right and richer. Then faith in the triple jam. Sensual desire and ill will, second stage of sainthood, Sakadagami, they only attenuate it, understand not? Means no more very strong, understand not? Much, much less. They say that after overcoming covetousness and greed. So covetousness and greed is not the complete rooting out of greed and hatred yet. They have to wait till they do the four foundation of mindfulness, no more thought, understand or not? Especially, they have to develop the stability of mindfulness through kaya nupassana, then use it to develop the vedana nupassana. And vedana nupassana, the feeling is very near the pure awareness, understand or not? That's why they know. From there, it creates the stirring of the mind here, understand or not? Your feeling is conditioned into craving, understand or not? That's why he said under the mindfulness of vedana, when feeling arises, aware. When feeling has become positive craving, aware. When feeling has become like and dislike, aware. Understand? Aware means what? You are no longer at the feeling, pure feeling. Understand? It has stirred. And what is this stirring? Creating mental hindrance. Understand? So this is the satipatthana for you to understand. But feeling alone only got the duality of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. This neutral feeling is the third one. Neutral feeling is not equanimity. Okay? In the teaching, it says, whether it's pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling, aware. Why ask you to be aware? To tell you that your mind has stirred, understand? The mental hindrance is already there. You are no longer with the pure feeling. Then after that, the third foundation is to move further from feeling into citta, the content of heart. That one, you need a lot of mindfulness to see. You need to stabilize your awareness, but that stabilizing is not like here, where you locate the gateway and develop the whole thing. Understand? Here, when they are here developing this mindfulness and awareness, they no need to know the gateway. That's why I say the first three support. Relax, aware, stability. Maintain awareness, then stabilize it. Enough. So what they did is, here they develop the stability of mindfulness, then they go into feeling, then they go into citta. Citta, a lot of things to see, because all your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, that create havoc here and suffering here. At citta nupassana, only you can see. But when you see, you cannot do anything. No. You understand? No? That's why the third way is actually at the citta there. No? Understand? No? When there is greed, aware. Then what you do? What you do? The third way is what?
Be with it.
Silent, relax into it, be with it. Understand? No? Sati means what? Mindfulness of citta. Citta is what? The thought with the content of consciousness. You mindful. That's why inside the sutta I say, if there is greed within the content, if there is greed, aware. If there is ill will, aware. If there is fear, aware. If the content of consciousness has this and that, got whatever mind state, aware, aware, aware. Until you understand the mundane mind, actually, before you have the Dhamma, they always act according to memory. And acting according to memory, not acting at all. Krishnamurti also came to know where he got mindfulness. But how can you act from here? What is your memory? Accumulated experiences, good and bad, and what are they? Include your fear, phobia, insecurity, your doubt, your selfishness, your craving. Well, before you have the Dhamma, all these rubbish are there. Understand? Of course, you have the happy moment. Understand? The accumulated joy, like your birthday, how you celebrate, then you strike lottery, then you got big bonus. There are happy moments. Understand? But these are all memory. Understand? But these are no wisdom, no knowledge, no. Understand? That's why you develop what? Views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, and all of this one that society teach you through your education, through the social media, through what you read and what you pay so much to learn. That's all. Motivation theory, all the funny theory. You learn for what? to become more competitive, to make more money, or to become famous. That is not spiritual. That is materialistic. So what happened is, when you do this type of thing, so the Buddha said, you develop sati, mindfulness, go the spiritual way to develop the understanding so that you are not trapped in samsara, you are not deluded by this fellow, like Sui came to know. In short, it's your sakayaditi that condition you to grasp and cling at the fine aggregate of form and mind that he calls suffering, dukkha. So here, everything in the phenomenal world, like I explained just now, and also Sui explains consistency, ownership, all those things. Then I also give example of more other things. Because this is what the phenomenal world is all about. This is what society is all about. That's why Ukraine war, Palestine war, the whole of civilization within our planet alone is already so complex and so full of suffering, misery. So all this, you have the understanding, the meaning, that you can live life. But most people don't have, they cannot live, yet they don't understand this fellow. They think it's real. They think this is what they are. That's why they got fear. Die already, go where? If no heaven, I don't want that religion. Got heaven, I believe. So all this is happening in here and here. So what happened is, after you do the third way, awareness of citta, like the Buddha explained, the third way can let you understand that all of the mind state, the mindfulness of the content of consciousness, all of sankhara, the mind state, they are dependent originating, condition arising, not you, not real. When you understand that, you become different in it. But you still don't know how you function as a human being, you know? Because every time you got fear, got all this mind state, you believe, you say, I still got fear. It means you deludedly through sakayaditi say, I'm a cultivator, I must not have fear. So your cultivation become what? To suppress fear, to control fear, understand? To do something so that you don't have fear. You keep on thought-based doing all those things. You cannot break free. So what you need to do is the awareness give you the wisdom that all this is not you. When you know anger is not you, fear is not you, or the emotion is not you, then why you have to do anything? Understand not? Relax and let the original state of mind return before the stirring. Understand? And this is the wisdom that the Arahant developed. Understand not? That's why when they die, they don't have clinging, attachment, grasping. No avijja, no rebirth consciousness. So segmented life, rebirth consciousness, no more. Then how do they actually free is the fourth foundation, Dhammanupassana. What is the first category of practice? Mindfulness of what? Five mental hindrances, the first one. That's why Chi Wei, Akong, they all cannot break through the five mental hindrances because you try to push it away, understand? When you feel sleepy, you thought this is bad mind state, this is a mental hindrance, you want to do it away. But the real one is aware, stay with it, and let it cease. Because without the spiritual faculty to counter this, this one will manifest the hindrance. So what is the spiritual faculty? When you allow it to be, no aversion, no mental hindrance, your silent mind, your awareness, take over. There is sati, understand? Sati go in, the hindrance is gone. Understand? And through that, you cultivate. Then after that, when you develop the understanding, you still need to trace the origination factor. How fear come to be? How anger come to be? Then from there, retrospectively reverse it through wisdom, through right view. Otherwise, you cannot live life, understand now? Every time you got fear, go and do the third way. Every time you got emotion, go and do the third way, understand now? So, the fourth way is to trace the origination factor. After you trace, you know how it come through your senses. That's why he asks you to do the next category is mindfulness of six internal sense bases and the six external sense bases. That is the third category of practice. The second one is mindfulness of the five aggregate of form and mind. to see clearly that this five aggregate is not you, dependent originating, and all those things. So after they have this type of wisdom, then only they break free and become arahant. But to do that, they still need to go to the next category of practice, is what? Mindfulness or the seven factors of enlightenment. Now, but once they do that, the seven factors of enlightenment keep on coming out, understand? Keep on arising. Then you know you're on the right path. That's why after that, mindfulness of the seven factor enlightenment, what is the last category of practice? Mindfulness of? Four foundation of mindfulness, you understand?
Four noble truth.
Oh, sorry, four noble truth. You know why or not? Because the four noble truth need you to do the fourth noble truth. The three turning of the four noble truth to have the embodiment of the noble eightfold path factor to solve all your mundane problem, understand? That's why that is the sainthood way, you know. Do you think it's very extensive? Of course lah. You don't know, you do top-based meditation, this one is considered fantastic already, understand? But Huining, take you straight away here, you know. No need to be mindful here, you know. Understand? You know, with the thought, try to do mindfulness, you think easier. That's why, until today, Theravada, very few people understand sati, mindfulness. And because of that, they cannot break free, they cannot do. Only some who go into daily mindfulness, then they have the paths, then they able to actually cease, then realize nibbana, then transform into sainthood way. Whereas the Mahayana, Huining, that's why after the sixth patriarch came, he revolutionized the whole Maya understanding, the three hallmark. This is what finally the great being and the bodhisattva will develop understanding, like the Heart Sutta. Very powerful, the condition and the unconditioned. So Huining put in the understanding of what the cultivator need to develop it further. So bodhisattva, first thing they do is they silence their mind, develop awareness, maintain awareness. What I taught you on the first three support is actually Huining's teaching, but he never used that one. He said, you have to develop the Wu Nian De Qing Jie, understand? Then he always tell the disciple what? All his teaching in the last chapter, you remember? Whatever he share is never apart from the nature, understand? Means if you don't come here, what you understand is very limited, understand? That's why Shen Xiu, his teaching, he got tear apart, you remember? Shen Xiu teach four noble truths and the noble eightfold path differently. Theravada way, understand? Whereas he come to this one, it's like the Heart Sutta, completely reverse of what Shen Xiu teach. That's why the disciple went there and all developed enlightenment and awakening. So when you are here, Shen Xiu say, develop this until very stable.
Shen Xiu
say. Sorry.
Huineng.
I always make the mistake. Well, Shen Xiu easier to pronounce. Huineng more difficult. So Huineng say, first hallmark, develop your ability to realize the Wu Nian De Qing Jie, no thought. The moment you are here, you are with the pure awareness, the true mind. Then this one can see direct and do all those direct seeing, awakening, insight in the phenomenon, everything. Then you will understand a lot of things. You know why he teach like that? You know, he came born without the mundane mind, understand or not? He already like that. Then when the fifth patriarch, before he passed in the patriarchship, he said, this mind, which is referring to this mundane mind, you have to make use of it, but not to be deluded by it. And that is the condition, Dhamma, for you to understand life and live life to manifest. When he heard this, then he know already, this supramundane mind, he can use to live life, understand? To do all the things that he wants to do. That's why after that, he went off, then he teach. Then he teach, he said straight away, realize it. The moment you realize this, you don't have to do the thought based one. That's why he also teach you how to relax, maintain awareness. Don't try to think, don't do, don't try to know, all these things. Then you develop the first hallmark. After you develop the first hallmark, the second hallmark is what?
No mark.
No mark. No mark of what?
Self.
No mark of a self-cultivating. No mark of others. No mark of Dhamma. No mark of truth. Existence. All this, no reality. We are within the unconditioned. All this, hey no you, hey no me, and all the phenomenal world is an illusion. No reality. So this no mark, you must have the stability of pure awareness through the Bodhisattva way, evolved for many, many aeons and aeons of cultivation to stabilize the understanding. That's why if you don't go here, very difficult to penetrate the true no mark. Most people can have a little bit, the sinful way, no mark of a self. Understand? Not? But not complete on. That one is the form and mind, five aggregate, they know this one is dependent orient, not me. But no mark of a self to live life, you know. It is so easy. To live life, you know. It's not only no mark realization and cease, you know. To live life, you know. How can you live life and say, I don't exist? Understand? He know me, he know you. Cannot. Your life recognizes relationship. Remember? The form and mind is subject to law of karma already. So that living part is very difficult. So that norma of a cell itself is not easy to break through. But if you take the Bodhisattva way, what happens is when you develop the stability of mindfulness, you're supposed to do the fourth one, the trust. Trust your nature. When you do the trust, you locate the gateway, that one go in. Transform the internal, like I explained to you. Then the mundane mind collapse. When the mundane mind collapse, you still need to cultivate like the sainthood way or not, with all this crowded there, and all this entangling. So they all, until here, then develop the wisdom through the four foundation of mindfulness, or the 10 Avijja Sutta step, they break free with the wisdom, no more rebirth consciousness, you know, at the moment of death, they will not be deluded, no avijja. So what happened is, at this level, how much understanding do they have? The sainthood way, the essential Dhamma of the Buddha and the self. These are the expedient device that the Lotus Sutta said. So to me, this is like form 5. After form 5, can come out to work already, understand? Clerical work, technician level, or whatever. They say, enough already. Why want to study so much? Why want to? Then they don't believe this teaching come from Sakyamuni. Because the Theravada Sutta mentioned about the Bodhisattva way, the 10 perfection, how Sakyamuni do it, but didn't teach. Understand? Didn't expand on it. Until later on, when Mahayana come in and help them in the debate during the time of the after the passing away of the Buddha in India, when they cannot stand up to all the challenges of all the Hindu teaching. So what they say is Buddhism flourished in India, assimilated into all the Hindu teaching, Bhagavad Gita, all the thing. Then they kick Buddhism out of India and maintain their teaching. So during that time, Mahayana was the one that came and actually helped them to develop the understanding, and they won the debate. That's why they agreed to act in the Abhidhamma. You remember? Don't know which world council, Buddhist council, the Abhidhamma was incorporated. First council, no Abhidhamma one. You remember? Maybe you should know, isn't it? First council, no Abhidhamma. Then later on, they agree, Abhidhamma. And they say Abhidhamma is what? Chi Wei heard from one of the monks, the side of Hohan. There was a story about the Buddha. Yeah. The mother passed away. Yeah. He created a transformation body in the Tusita heaven. Yeah. Tavatinsa heaven. Yeah. And preached the Dhamma there. They say that teaching come from there. But the Mahayana say it's from Long Su Pusa. You know who is Long Su Pusa? Dragon tree. He Long Su ma? Su is not that tree. Nagarjuna. Naga is the Long ma. Juna is not tree. Then why Su? Long Su. His name, understand? So what happened? Oh? He actually went down to the what they call Hai Leng Ong Long Kong. Because that Naga managed to have the teaching all stored there. No? And this Nagarjuna, he is a Mahayana practitioner, he's a Bodhisattva, he got elephant memory on a better than Ananda. He went down, he just flicked through on it. Then he saw the Fa Hua San Bu Ji. That's why that one came back and Mahayana teaching on that. But the Abhidhamma that he used to debate and win on is actually the explanation of the Mahayana. Then they take that as the Abhidhamma. That's why they teach the 17 thought moment and all the mind state. Even Jared also attend the course and all the same. So you are very excited with that. But Abhidhamma, you can only understand when you have all this initial wisdom and the wisdom of the great being. Otherwise, one thought moment, what did the Buddha say under the Abhidhamma teaching? 17 thought moment. You think easy to understand? That's why he said, one flash of a lightning, the Buddha mentioned, how much consciousness has passed by? Billions, remember? Your normal awareness can see all this. Until your perfection, understand? So that one is for enlightened being and great being. And at the, don't quote me, at the Theravada level, you want to understand Abhidhamma. I can tell you, a lot is theoretical. Because when I read the Abhidhamma, I understand different from the commentary. Completely different. And all the understanding that I had was different. So don't worry. They are just the way they are, understand? At that level, they will teach like that, they will share like that, they will say things like that. But for you, don't be gullible. That's why I say have an open mind. If you try to kepo and want to defend, coming obstruction, like I mentioned in this morning, the Bodhisattva Vowan, understand? So avoid all those things. So here, after you locate the gateway, that is the beginning of the real Bodhisattva way. Then that pure energy, all the yin yang melt into the gateway, that become pure energy. Then it transforms your nadis and chakra internally, through trust, no interfering with the thought. Understand? Then that one really activate and transform. Then because of the wisdom energy, the vibration become more and more fine, more and more fine, more and more fine. Until 9 months later, after I located the gateway, my mundane mind collapsed. Only after your mundane mind collapsed, the supramundane nature shine forth. Then your this mind is like no mind inside there. Then from there, you continue to cultivate it all. That's why after that, I can understand a lot of things. Then I inherit my past, everything. Then from there, the perfection of this one, after the first hallmark of winning, you have to break free into the second hallmark of winning, which is no mark of a self, others, life, existence, Dhamma, and all those things. Understand? Even no four, no true. So when you realize no mark, that is the second hallmark only. After that, what must you do?
No,
you must realize no dwelling, understand? How can your mind not dwell? Everything you perceive, you dwell there. Everything you perceive, you dwell there. But when your mundane mind collapses, that's why it cannot dwell. Understand? When they born without mundane mind, it never dwell. That's why he heard the Diamond Sutta. The mind must have no dwelling. 什么所住? He straight away enlightened. How? Because he was here, born without the mundane mind, is that not? So not until the mundane mind collapsed, which the sinful way never touched, is that not? That's why I told Saul. Then he realized it. Oh, no wonder the vast difference. Well, after that, you take the Bodhisattva and create the pure thought to come back with your karmic nature. Then you choose to come and you develop the extensive cultivation of the Bodhisattva way. Understand now? After the no mark, you have not really penetrate very deep. No, that nature. You remember the Bodhi mind stages? The first one is what? Aspire. Aspire to plant. You all did. Everybody qualified. Where you have the condition. Second one, Bodhi mind that? Bodhi mind that endure and what is the word I use? Severe. Or resection, suffering, and affliction. Understand? So that Bodhi mind with wisdom you can break. Understand? But it takes you a while. Understand? Then after that, the third one is what? Bodhi mind that illuminate. Illuminate the nature. Not the third vow, not the third basic vow. The third basic vow is perfection. This one is Bodhi mind development. After aspire, endure and severe, or affliction and all those things, and resection. Then the third one is Bodhi mind that illuminate that nature. Understand? You must cultivate until this nature become very clear to you, you know. Until like inside out, you know, that illuminate this nature. You know. Then what happened? Then you know the secret of life. You know everything. Understand? Mundane and super mundane. Then the fourth stage of Bodhi mind is what? Bodhi mind that? Renounces samsara. Samsara nothing already, understand? No? Not what you think, not what people think. You compare this type of cultivation after the fourth Bodhi mind, you need to complete the 10 perfection. No? Bodhi mind of the consummate. No? Understand? No? You think this type of cultivation is simple or this type of cultivation is simple? This one nowhere, understand or not? Compared to this one. This one, Sakyamuni faster also 3 3/4 Asangaya Kapas. No? Amitabha 12 world cycle. No? The Virya one also 8 world cycle. No? This one, no need world cycle. One sasana kautin. Understand or not? So, what I want you to understand, not to compare Theravada and what, but the cultivation is like that, understand or not? So don't be deceived by what people tell you. Well, most of these people who want to argue and tell you are from the Theravada tradition, most of them. Yeah, they cannot understand Mahayana and the Supreme Vehicle. Then in the Lotus Sutta, you remember, we all went through in our Tuesday class? There was one occasion when they start that assembly, understand? Immediately when Sakyamuni Buddha was about to start the assembly, how many thousand of those sainthood way one, even Arahant, they walk up? In front of the Buddha, no, they walk up. But they cannot. They don't have the condition, the parami and affinity to take this. Then yesterday night, Beng Lim say what? Beng Lim say, the Buddha tried to convince the disciple, you remember? Your uncle, your father, or you need to teach them, you need. But the Buddha himself never stopped them, understand? Now? You want to go, you go. Because accord and flow, they are not ready. Not ready means not ready, understand? Now? Like earlier retreat, you are not ready. I cannot teach all this yet, understand? Now? I teach at the level where you understand. But before we come to this retreat, I already predicted and tell you all this retreat is going to be a deal. A lot of you is going to understand, transform, and become very different.